Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, and police. Let's not forget about our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, helping to keep us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. And let's not forget about all the linemen over there in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, getting the power back on for everybody. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can also check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we have the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Hour number two, let's do the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, is there anybody out there, show of hands, is there anybody out there that believes that Joe Biden is telling what he really thinks right now, or that he's out there telling a story because it goes totally against the Democratic platform that they just got from their convention? Show of hands. Okay. All right. I don't see any hands. So everybody believes he's lying. And he is lying. He is lying. He's out there telling a big old fat lie to the whole world about what's going on. So let's go to the little short guy that we don't know if he's ever telling us the truth or not, Dr. Fauci. He has said Labor Day weekend for the U.S. virus fight is a key as we move closer to a vaccine, and we hear that now more and more revised CDC figures are showing fewer deaths from COVID only. It appears that 6%, according to the CDC website, which, by the way, here's something for you. The people that were posting that story on Facebook yesterday, every one of them got fact-checked, and they got big notes on their post that, well, there's information in here that might not be true, and there might be false information in there. It came from the CDC website. It was their press release.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's very, very weird, but yeah, Dr. Fauci is talking about the idea of trying to get a running start at the fall, basically, because cold and flu season will be coming. So that's how he's looking at this, as some line of demarcation as to how we're really going to deal against coronavirus. And you know something else, Captain? I think they're already talking about, at least I'm hearing this on the news in my local area, that the beaches, again, might have to be closed on Labor Day because, you know, too many people too close together for coronavirus. A lot of people, they're done.
Outside, too many people too close together, right?
Exactly.
Outside, yep. That's really going to kill you, yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, see, but this is the thing. And that's why that narrative, so even when the CDC itself says there's this percentage of people who've actually died from COVID, well, then it's still not fitting the narrative now.
Well, the number that the CDC put out yesterday, this is them, this isn't me, folks, this is them, I'm looking right at the sheet, 6% with no other symptoms or no other diseases. 94% had something else to go along with the COVID. It was, could have been blood pressure, could have been whatever, but, or could have been obesity, which was the number one thing. So there you go. Now, how about the, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, who has said the tax on police and lawlessness is the number one issue with the American voters? Well, law and order, I do believe, is the number one issue right now.
I really do think it is, and I think it's that, then the economy, because of the straits that people are in right now in many cases, and then down, you know, behind those two things at the very least would be coronavirus, basically. So people are worried about law and order, Captain, because they see these things happening on their television screens and internet tablets and devices, and they say to themselves, this could happen in my community. No matter where you are in the United States, all it takes is for one thing to go south on a traffic stop or something like that, and suddenly you could be literally on the front lines. And so while people do not want to see needless, killing or any of these kinds of things, they are very scared because it doesn't matter where you are, is where something could happen.
What's going on in Sacramento, California?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm watching the sheriff sitting there gonna give an interview about things that took they went into Sacramento the other night and busted a bunch of windows.
I don't have any information on that, but I do have information now, Captain, a little bit about the shooting that happened in Los Angeles, South LA. Earlier there's about 200 people, they say, gathered peacefully Monday night after the shooting of a man that was involved in a fight, evidently. He produced a handgun when deputies came on the scene, and they evidently shot this person around 3:15 p.m. This took place near West 109th Place and South Budlong Avenue in South L.A., I believe. And so as early as about an hour or so ago, a couple of hours ago, we saw that they still had more people gathering there.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we move along. Going to have something to say about a new GOP bill, which has been proposed by an Indiana GOP congressman. Wait till you hear about this one. You're going to love this one. By the way, going to tell you about stimulus checks that went to dead people and how they're making out with that. That's a good one. And we'll have a lot more. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there is gold waiting in your windshield. Given an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get an extra $100 guarantee when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs when you get a lifetime warranty, which also includes the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Now, if you're in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. That is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, remember, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS is the number, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go, right on cue. Okay, let's get into this. In Portland, it's been confirmed that the Antifa advocate is being investigated, and they have witnesses that say that he's the one that shot this Trump supporter. So we'll find out more about that. But the Portland Democratic Progressives right now, those are the typical liberals, they call themselves progressives for some reason, are demanding the Portland mayor and the police chief resign after this deadly weekend.
Yeah, again, we were seeing as I recall, the mayor and so forth, pretty much kind of, be in step pretty much with the protests and all these things. But again, it just goes to show that it's even not enough there,
Well, that's Wheeler, and Wheeler is just a no good guy. I mean, he's just not good, and they need to get him out. Now, do we prosecute him, or do we do something different? Congressman Adam Schiff. Should he lose his security clearance for leaking info? Jason Chaffetz from Fox is saying that they've got the goods on Mr. Congressman Schiff, and they need to do something about it. Now, I don't know, But I've been hearing, you know, Dan Bongino has been saying that they're aware that he's the one that's been doing the leaking, or someone from his staff. So what do we do now?
Well, you know, it is very, very serious. And the I will say this. It will be very difficult to get a critical mass of public opinion, in the sense coming through the mainstream media, going about somebody like Adam Schiff, because he's a media darling, because he'll come out and talk about the Russians and, you know, Trump is, they're fixing the election and, you know, all these kinds of things. But, if, again, this is like, just like in the Durham probe, Captain, I think they have to have a very meticulous, case put together, if there's anything there to prosecute, and they have to make it clear so that it, when it would come out, it just couldn't be argued with, in the strict sense. But there will always be a political argument against it. But again, it just really goes to show just how far we've fallen, because we can't even agree that it's wrong to leak these things if you're on the other side of the aisle.
Now, there is a new GOP bill that's been introduced by a congressman in the House of Representatives, an Indiana congressman, which would force convicted rioters, now these are convicted rioters, ones on federal charges, to have to pay for policing and automatically lose their unemployment coronavirus payments.
Well, I think a lot of people would go along with that idea, because again, you know, and now we even have Joe Biden on record, Captain, saying, you know, protesting is, burning things down is not protesting, rioting is not protesting. And I think so many people would say, if you're responsible, for this kind of stuff, that then the cost is going to somehow come back on you, or there has to be some kind of consequence. And it has to be taken out of the realm and differentiated from the idea that somebody went out and did a protest, a First Amendment protest. But again, rioting, looting, killing, that's not First Amendment protesting.
No, and again, we'll see where this goes. This is in the House of Representatives, and that is controlled by the Democrats. And by the way, folks, here we go. I'm gonna get up on my little soapbox for just a second here. It's not just the president that we need to reelect. We need to flip the House. We need to get the House the hell out of the control of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, because they're doing this country no good at all. You name one thing that Nancy Pelosi did that was good for this country. One thing. Starting with you, Kyle.
Well, she, I'll just make a joke here that she talked about her ice cream. That was probably the most interesting thing she's ever done.
We all know about her ice cream, but that's all we know about.
Yeah. Well, but again, remember, this is an ideology, or it's like all their decisions are already made for them in terms of what their ideology dictates. And unfortunately, and they're not willing to do something that's just good for America. Case in point, withholding aid from the American people in stimulus package.
Now, some $1.6 billion in stimulus checks went out the first time around, $1,200, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen any since, right?
That's right.
But a whole bunch of checks went out to people that were dead.
That's true. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
And the federal government has now gotten 70% of those checks that went to dead people back. They recovered the checks and or the money, either one, from the people that were dead.
Well, that's good. That's very good, because obviously, and of course, and you know, with all due respect, it was put together pretty hastily, but it also did reveal this very, very important sort of break in the chain, and that is a lot of these people are still in the computer somewhere. Imagine what it will be like for mailing ballots to people.
Well, dead people are going to get ballots, and some dead people are going to vote. That's the way I look at it.
Well, exactly. And again, it seems so obvious. It seems as though it's very intuitive. If you have this mass mailing, it's going to result in a certain percentage of fraud. People can argue over the percentage, but there's going to be fraud, and I think there's going to be a significant amount of that.
Yeah. Now, President Trump wants relief money for jobs and for kids, and the Democrats don't want to negotiate about anything. But Steve Mnuchin yesterday said that the president is willing to negotiate with Nancy or Chucky or whoever else to try to get this done so that we can give the American people one more stimulus shot, which the majority of them seem to have. And by the way, the big news down here in Florida yesterday at the last minute was the governor stopped the evictions for another month, because that's a big deal. I'm telling you, there's going to be a huge influx of evictions come after this is all over and done with, because people just haven't had money to either A, pay all of their rent, or B, pay all of their power bills, or C, pay all of their phone bill, which has kind of been on hold too because of all this, and it's all going to come to a head. When it does, it's going to be a big mess.
Well, right. It will be a literal tsunami. Because it's all being sort of saved up in order to hit it all one fell swoop, basically. And you've got property owners that are also in a very, very bad situation because they have to pay the notes on their property. But you're right, Governor DeSantis did extend that ban for a time. But
30 days.
Yes, but again, it is something that so many people, Captain, have either paid partial rent or no rent at all for at least one of the cycles over the last few months. But and they get further and further in the hole. And so, but how can you legislate? Okay, well then nobody, it's a chaos factor that will come back.
And for those people that are hanging with their power bill and they've just added up because they haven't had money for that either, then what you got to do is you got to negotiate with your power company. They'll take basically anything to get started and so that you can keep your power because they don't really want to shut your power off on you. So, you want to start that process right now. Regardless of your circumstance, a lot of people owe a few hundred dollars, a lot of people owe a few thousand dollars, but if you don't start talking to them and send them a little something, then they're going to shut your power off when it's time to do it, and the government says they can, because right now they can't, they're going to, and when they do, it's going to be pretty dark in some of those apartment complexes.
Yes, exactly, and you're right, Captain. The key is communication, whether it be with your landlord or your lender. The key is communication. They would prefer to work with you, because there's going to be an event that happens when all these moratoriums expire. And if you're part of that process, it's better than trying to tackle it at that very, very moment. It just won't work. And, in some landlords are going to be good. I've heard tell of some that are happy to, put the payments onto the rent and pay it off over a year, that kind of thing. And others won't negotiate at all. But again, the first part starts with the renter or the tenant and get that communication going.
That's right. Okay, hold that thought, folks, and we come back more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I might get up on my soapbox again for just a couple of minutes, but we'll see. But don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a shocking allegation, defense attorney Eric J. Nelson, lawyer for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, said the late George Floyd was the victim of an overdose rather than a police homicide. Authorities charged Chauvin with murder in connection with Floyd's death in May, which stemmed from an altercation involving counterfeit money. In light of the allegations, Nelson is now requesting a judge to drop all charges against Chauvin. An attorney for one of the other officers involved in Floyd's death also says body cam footage shows the moment Floyd reportedly ingested a lethal amount of drugs. Nelson filed the motion in Hennepin County, Minnesota District Court, alleging the prosecution has not shown probable cause in charging Chauvin with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Judge Peter Cahill will address Nelson's motion in a September 11th court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and that was Larry Elder, and I'll be with Larry Elder on the 23rd of October down in Sarasota. More about that in the days to come. By the way, we have a special guest coming to that event. More about that in the days to come. But this portion of the program is brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows and Gun and Knife Shows. Now, I will be back down in Sarasota on Saturday from 9 to 2. The gun show on Saturday is open from 9 to 5. The concealed carry class starts at 2. And then on Sunday, it's open from 9 to 3. Concealed carry class starts that day at 1 o'clock. If you want to come see me or see the show or see the guns, you got to do it at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, right there at the corner of Tuttle and University. And you can't miss it. Can't miss it. It's on the south side of the street. As you're going east, it'd be to the right. As you're going west, it'd be to the left. And as you're coming north up Tuttle, it'd be on your right side. But Two Guys Gun and Knife Show's back, bigger and better than ever. They had a big, big, big weekend last weekend in Largo. Big weekend. Huge crowd both days. And like I say, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2, and I look forward to meeting many of my good old friends down there in Sarasota. Now, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Patrick Foy, the chairman of the largest U.S. public transit system, New York City's Metro Transit Authority. You heard about it?
Right, yeah.
They run everything. The buses, the taxi cabs, the subway, you name it, all of it, including the ferries that go back and forth across from Jersey and whatnot. Now, they're in big trouble financially, and they're looking for some help from the federal government. And the federal government told them, yeah, we'll help you out, but we want to take a look at your books and see what got you into trouble to begin with. Now, never before have they shown their books to anybody, never. This time around, to get the money to survive, they're going to do it.
Yeah, this is a real interesting thing that's happening because obviously, you know, with just the impact of the pandemic and so forth, a lot of entities are being driven to do things that they probably thought that they would never do. But again, that a lot of times federal funds come with strings attached for sure. Absolutely.
Now, Ford Motor Company is preparing to trim about 1,000 of their salary jobs in North America. So about 1,000 of the people that get a salary, the 9-to-5ers, are going to be laid off.
That's true. And this is, of course, out of a big company and a car maker at that. But I think everybody all around the country, Captain, listening to the program, they know people who originally got, you know, furloughed or sent home, but then that translated into actually being laid off at some point because of the impact of all this, of the shutdowns and the new restrictions and so forth have just been too much for companies. So we're going to see companies, and we're talking big companies as well. Look at what's happening to Walt Disney World or Disneyland and the Disney companies and so forth. They're having all kinds of problems because, you know, their parks are shut down. They can't produce the content that they typically produce. And that's in the entertainment field, but even in the manufacturing field, we're seeing these kinds of things happen.
Now, American Airlines and Delta have gotten together here, and they have said that they're going to get rid of those hated ticket change fees where you get charged extra money when you want to swap off and go from one airline to another and whatnot. And they've agreed to do that, and they believe that's going to win back some leery flyers.
Well, exactly. Well, first of all, it's going to take a long time to get back to any kind of semblance of normalcy for the travel industry. I was actually talking with someone just a couple weeks ago, and they work in the travel agency, or travel industry rather, and they have now finally, they're not going to be in the travel industry anymore. It's just not going to come back. I asked them, well, what do you think in terms of timetables? They think it's going to be 2 or 3 years. Before we really start seeing people travel.
Well, there's not going to be a lot of people going overseas, I guarantee you that one, because they're going to have to quarantine. That's going to be the big word, the big Q word. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. Is this Ian?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I got a couple comments and a question, and I'll hang up and listen. About the public transit up in the New York City, Connecticut, New Jersey area, I'm from up there, and I still got relatives. And let me tell you something else. It's just not the COVID. Public transportation in the tri-state area is unsafe. You can get robbed, beaten, mugged, spit on, and everything else.
Sure.
That's not what they're talking. They won't say that on the media, though. Okay? So, and this has been going on for years. They've been declining.
Yep.
It just accelerated all of a sudden rapidly to where people notice. And I got another comment and a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the communist movement, which is what we're up against, has martyrs and heroes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were fake and didn't do anything. We need to start having martyrs and heroes. And one of our heroes is Kyle Rittenhouse. Say his name, Kyle Rittenhouse, because he's a hero. We better start adopting a revolutionary attitude here, like the communists that we're up against. And my question to the professor is, he's a professor, and he's on a conservative radio show pretty much every night. How come you ain't been booted out of academia yet? How do you survive? When are they going to come after you, professor? Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, I suppose that's a good question, but then again, I think you got a pretty good contract.
Yeah, right.
No, exactly. I'm serious. You got a pretty good contract because it's all in a contract. Listen to me. It's all in a contractual agreement that you got. And I could be talking out of line. Tell me if I am or not. But I believe that you've got a pretty safe contract that allows you to do things, and what you do
allows you to do things a little differently than perhaps like somebody from UCLA.
Well, but of course, yeah, being the professor of politics is really more of a moniker in that sense, but exactly. So here is the thing for people in academia, and that would be that they are not allowed to really say what they really think.
No.
They have to go along with the crowd.
And that's in their contracts at the big schools like USC, UCLA, University of California, and so on.
Exactly right. And so, and part of it, of course, is the ideology drives a lot of that. People can get fired, they can be shunned, they can be blackballed, whatever it might be, because they find out, oh, you know, you're conservative or you're supporting Trump, this kind of thing. So a lot mm-hmm. of people in the educational system, mm-hmm. even in the public school, I mean, yeah. they can't let on. Yeah.
Well, let's wrap things up with this. The Democrats sense they're going to lose this election. You can see it, can't you?
Well, sure, yeah.
And there's some pretty stark indicators. Now, first, Biden was nowhere to be found, correct?
In the basement.
Hiding in his basement, being hidden from reality by watching CNN. And then Hillary told Biden not to concede the election under any circumstances, which to me was, that's like saying, well, we know you're going to lose, but don't give up. Don't concede. Right?
Right. I know. That's really something.
And then Pelosi advised Biden not to debate Trump. Well, that's a sure loser.
Well, of course, every single indication. Wasn't Michael Moore out there a few days ago screaming about how popular Trump is now?
He was. Yeah. And and this is what Nancy said, it will only legitimize Trump as president and give Trump an opportunity to make you look bad if you debate him. But there's also reports that the Democrats are going to cheat, get this, in Trump's favor. So it's a report that Trump is conducting a fraudulent election. Now, they can prove it, of course, because they're the ones that did it.
Well, yeah, that sounds exactly like the kind of thing that people would do in order to try to point the finger. And that would be basically known as, I guess, as a black op or something like that. Yeah,
I've been told that Donald Trump has a pretty good chance of winning California, and a lot of Republicans have a pretty good chance of gaining the seats back they lost in California. Is that true?
Well, I think we'll see a lot of the congressional races go the GOP way. Trump winning California, I think, could still be a long shot. But I wouldn't count anything out in 2020.
Well,
well, go ahead.
If he were to win or come close in California, they would cry foul. And if all those Republicans win back the seats they lost, I think it was six or seven of them, they'll cry foul over that, right?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, Captain, in California right now, you have people that have been lifelong Democrats. They may not be particularly partisan or, you know, that kind of thing, but I think they're being galvanized.
Yeah.
A lot of people in California are kind of like whatever floats your boat, but they've been galvanized.
And then here's the thing, wrapping it up as we go to the break. If the Democrats lose this election, it's not difficult to imagine that they're going to go nuts, slashing out at everything and anything that moves in the wrong direction. The mobs are sufficiently riled, and they're just waiting for their orders. Mark my words.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, we're going to go to break, folks, and when we come back, Kyle and I will be doing the final Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we'll be back. And then after that, Denise Simon comes along, and away we go. So don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more coming your way. We're going to take a look at the highways and the byways and tell you what's going on. By the way, I-10 has opened up all the way across.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and appreciate her, Cowgirl Donna, as we now call her, with all the horses up there at the Double D Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha down there to everybody in Fort Benning tonight, up for me, down for her. But let's get started, because the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Make sure you pull on in there, tell them that the captain sent you, you were listening to me talk about them on the radio, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and you want to join the Drivers Club. Because every purchase you make in there, you get points and you get free stuff. So there you go. Let's go.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, open wide. I just passed the Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it all tonight.
All righty, that's the late Dave Dudley, and that's one of the most famous trucking songs there ever was. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Let me bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Okay, I'm gonna read this statement, and then I'll give it to you, Kyle, to tell everybody what's going on out west. Heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding along and south of the stationary front Tuesday and Wednesday from northeast Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. This area is well saturated from rainfall associated with Hurricane Laura, and any additional rain will likely be straight runoff. Now, Tropical Depression 15, which is going to be a tropical storm off the coast of North Carolina and Virginia, is moving away from land. It'll be a tropical storm later today. It's formed off the Carolinas, and it's going to bring some rip currents, and there are some thunderstorms that have been moving around along towards the coastline there of Carolina, but they're moving out to sea too. Now, also, don't forget that it's not going to be an area where you're going to want to go fishing or go out very far in the water, because you're going to hit a storm out there, and you don't want to wind up like the big storm there, the superstorm, and you know all that story. All right, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, we're going to start tonight with a frost advisory, and this is in the Idaho Falls area along I-15, and that frost advisory extends a little bit westward through the state of Idaho. But as we move up the 15 into Montana, as we get into the area of Butte, just on the outskirts of Butte and following on into Helena, we've got a fire weather warning, and also that means that we've got, of course, some gusty winds that are being reported, and this is covering most of the state of Montana, including Helena and the Billings area as well. And but down in Wyoming, we've got a freeze warning, and so this is in the western part of the state, but then that's right next to, in the central part of the state, fire weather watch that's going on. So we've got some real contrast going on, and those fire weather warnings and watches actually bleed over into North Dakota and South Dakota as well, in the western part of those states, kind of covering that whole area. Also, fire weather warning in the southwestern corner of Utah near St. George along I-15. Phoenix looks like that's cleared up from the rains that we had a couple of days ago or so. That seems to have moved out, but we still got some high temperatures. Air quality alert along Highway 99 near Bakersfield in California. That's smoke from wildfires. Then we've got a heat advisory up in southern Oregon, and looks like we're going to have a sort of a heat up in southern California by the weekend. We're going to be have some record-breaking temperatures of at least 100 degrees. But right now, Captain, in the Cajon Pass, it looks like it's about 77 degrees. Maybe some slowing, got a little bit of yellow on the old traffic map, but it seems like it clears up as you head north on the 15, and you can check out that Pilot Travel Center coming up on your left side.
All right, and bear with me, man. I got to do something for the home team. The Tampa Bay Lightning, winners against the Boston Bruins. They take the series 4-1. All righty. Moving on.
Wow.
Moving on. Yeah, buddy. And by the way, the Yankees got beat by the Tampa Bay Rays last night. Never mind. Okay, over in Texas, we got a heat advisory from Central Texas and right on down through the Metroplex up 35, all the way down to San Antonio, all the way over to Laredo, all the way down to Brownsville, all the way around the Gulf, back up to Houston, to Brownsville, over into Louisiana and Lake Charles, and straight up North Louisiana all the way to Shreveport. And then as you go up into the Metroplex of Texas and go north, you've got rain, lots of it, all the way over to Wichita Falls. If you're going up 287 to the west, if you're going up 30 to the east, you're going to have rain into central Arkansas, Pine Bluffs, all the way up to just shy of Fayetteville, and over to and Fort Smith. And you've got some flood watches and flood warnings right now in the central part of Oklahoma and the western central part of Arkansas, as well as 35 going up towards Oklahoma City. And that's what the weather looks like. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same channel.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And, again, a lot of things going on. All right, well, we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Flynn saga continues. What on earth is going on here?
This thing could very well end up in the Supreme Court.
I agree.
So, I heard the arguments on en banc, and the way the arguments were going between the Solicitor General and Sidney Powell, based on all the questions that were being asked of both of them, it just didn't sound to me like they were going to accept the plea, if you will, the writ of mandamus. They just weren't going to do it. So it really didn't surprise me. Onward we go. Now, I don't think that this thing will be settled by the time the election rolls around.
Okay.
So...
Now, they did...
It's like torture. It's like legal torture.
Who was it that tossed the subpoena for the former White House attorney? Was that Dan McGahn? Was that with... was that this court, or was that somebody else?
No, it was another court. But what is essentially saying is that they didn't have standing for that subpoena. And the decision was saying that if you want that subpoena for Don McGahn, who was the former White House lawyer for Trump, who, by the way, Don McGahn is an outstanding guy. But anyway, they need to pass a law to do it. And so the long and short of it is he's not going to have to give any testimony to the House Oversight or to the whatever Adam Schiff group.
Well, Adam Schiff is maybe in some trouble right now because they're talking about perhaps, and this was Jason Chavez talking yesterday on Fox about the leaking and all that stuff, and they might be going after Schiff. Has he actually been proven to be a leaker or just members of
the
staff?
No. They're just saying that. They're making the accusations. The Republicans are making the accusations that Schiff is the leaker, or his team, or his staff, or whatever,
right,
are the leakers. It would have to be investigated and/or proven, and they're not there yet. But the Republicans are insinuating that it comes down to him, and nobody can stand him, and they want him to lose his security clearance, which is something I asked for, you know, a long time ago.
Sure.
Going directly after the impeachment thing. So, but no, he is not the proven leaker. We all know who it is, but all signs point to him as far as the Republicans are concerned.
And as far as the DNI, Mr. Ratcliffe is concerned, he has now changed the way he's doing things, too, so to make it more difficult. Is that right?
Sort of.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break, and when we come back right after the top of the hour news, Denise Simon will be back with me. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and Kathy's going to take you to the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.